93 million Nigerians are registered to vote in the presidential election there today. Economy and security seem to be the top concerns. And Pierre's Emmanuel Akinwoto was at a polling station in Lagos earlier this morning, and we asked him what's at stake in these elections.
For many people, it's the chance to change course in this country, because the last 8 years have frankly been extremely bleak for millions of people. On the economy, on insecurity, so much has felt like it's been lost. We've had 2 recessions in the last 8 years. The value of the naira, the currency here, has more than halved. We have had millions of job losses. Youth unemployment is high. Inflation is high. And then on insecurity, it's been extremely difficult. You know, we're used to hearing about Boko Haram, Islamist insurgency, predominantly in northeast Nigeria. The government did a lot actually to set them back from being an occupying force. But insecurity has proliferated beyond kind of regional pockets to across the country. Today, we hear of kidnapped for ransoms every day. And so many people feel that Nigeria is at somewhat of a crossroads.
Emmanuel, who are the front runners and what issues seem to dominate?
So this is where it gets really interesting. You know, we're used to having 2 standout candidates from a wide pack of candidates. This time, we have 3 strong candidates, all with a realistic chance of winning. First, we have Bola Ahmed Tinubu, who is a 70-year-old leader from the All Progressive Congress Party, that's the ruling party, and he's really a divisive figure. You know, he is someone who has been seen as a power broker in the country. He's a 2-term governor of Lagos. Now he feels like it's his turn to be in power. Then we have Atiku Abubakar. He's 76, a former vice president from the People's Democratic Party. And then we have Peter Obi. He's 61 and is someone who has blown onto the political scene. He's a member of the establishment, but he's a paradoxical figure because even though he comes from the political class, he's tapped into this sense that a different kind of political leadership is possible and the sense that, you know, change is profoundly needed. I spoke to Fadekemi Abiru. She works for STIRS in Lagos, and they recently published a poll, one of many polls projecting Obi to win if the turnout is high.
Nigeria's economic growth over the past 2 years has been sluggish. We've had 2 recessions. Inflation is at the highest that it's been. And so as a result of that, you have a situation where people are looking for a viable opposition that they can turn to because they believe that that's something that will change their fortunes.
Emmanuel, you've covered Nigerian elections before. What makes this potentially so significant?
Every election is vital, you know, and so in a lot of senses, this election isn't really that different. But in another sense, it feels like a tipping point. You know, speaking to people who come to vote today, many of them feel this is a particularly urgent election and that things could get worse if things don't change. You know, recently I spoke to Emmanuel Admokanos. He's an elderly businessman and he was campaigning recently in Lagos.
I'm an old man, I'm running to 70 years. One of my daughters is in the US, the other one in the UK, the other one is about going to Canada. So they are all running away. That is why I'm here, so that none of them will run away again. So that the country will be better off for us to move to the next level.
So this is what's pressing on people's minds today as they go out to vote in this election.
NPR's Emmanuel Akinwoto at a polling station in Lagos. Thanks so much for being with us. Take care.
Thanks, Scott.
And after we spoke, Emmanuel tweeted that he had to run from gunshots at the polling station where he was. We, of course, will continue to follow the story.